If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I want to continue to address instructions for supernatural living because we are not taught how to live in the supernatural. You ever have a medical procedure that requires you to get an anesthetic? You know, it requires you to be put to sleep. Now, I'm sure if you've had it, it feels good. It really does, and you kind of, I don't know what it is about it, but you just kind of slip off. And I think most people will awaken from that, and I ask where I say, can I get some of that take home, because I pastor a church, and every now and then I want to just slip off into oblivion. He said, no, we can't do that, but I think what happens in the body of Christ is that we look for that spiritual nirvana, that place where we don't hurt anymore. That place where we don't feel anymore. For the first time in the history of this country, people are turning to pain medication, and they're really not in physical pain, they're in emotional pain. And we've never seen the rise in Oxycontin and all these other pain pills like we're seeing right now. People are becoming addicted to pain medication. And there's so many patients that doctors bless their hearts. They're just giving you scripts to fill them. And we're becoming addicted. Well, that's what's happened to the church. We're dealing with reality through emotionalism. And especially in the Pentecostal church. We come in to get my praise on, to get my worship on. And while those things are good, we need time to be instructed. I don't deny our emotional expression. We are demonstrative people. I think it comes from our heritage. And it was the only way we could get through a lot of difficult times was to dance and to shout. And the history coming from the times of our ancestors in slavery, Sunday, for some reason, was the only time the slave masters didn't bother the slaves. And so they just had free expression during their times of worship. And that's where we would have the itinerant preacher who was a slave, but God had given him favor to travel around to different plantations and preach. And so when he would come in, there was a moment when the overseer and everybody would stand outside the door, and they would let the slaves just really have their freedom. And they would worship, and they would dance, and they would sing. And we adopted that and brought it to now. And the downside is that we're not doing it because we're in slavery. We're not looking for momentary freedom from physical oppression. We're just trying to pump ourselves up to deal with reality. But unfortunately, you cannot confront a problem through shouting and dancing because it's still going to be there when you finish. You cannot run into prayer when you have a problem because it's going to be there when you get up. If we learn to walk in the supernatural, we will manage our environment, which does not mean we remove difficulties. It means we manage them. And so when God gave me this series to instruct my people on how to live in the supernatural, I want you to understand that in the supernatural are both victories and defeats. We don't win every battle, but we win the war. Are you hearing me? And so Paul tries to teach this church at Corinth. He says, we walk in the flesh. We don't fight according to the flesh. Then what does that mean? That means that we don't operate by the senses. You know, we don't go by what we feel. And here's a good thing. We don't need to be right all the time. See, I knew I was right. Paul says, take the wrong. Stop trying to justify yourself. Stop trying to prove to people that you're right. That you're, see, I knew it. Stop that. Stop that. You're fighting in the flesh, and that fleshly acumen is fueled by pride. Pride needs to be right. They call Jesus a liar, a wine bibber, and a friend to sinners. He never argued. He said, okay. They told him, you're not the Son of God. He said, okay. Never did he argue to validate himself. He knew that eventually God would vindicate him. Why? Because he knew this was a spiritual battle. You can't, look what Paul says. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly weapons. You don't fight the devil through cussing and fighting, and you can't shoot the devil. You just wind up hurting his vessels. And then you got to turn around and ask the vessel to forgive you. You might think you're right, but take the wrong. Paul says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the devil's strongholds. Now, your responsibility is not to deal with symptoms. When you go to the doctor and you say, you know, there are people who say, you know, they use this phrase, it's becoming very popular now, listen to your body. And your body does tell you when something is wrong. You'll use phrases such as, I just don't feel right. Things just don't feel right. I feel kind of off. Well, your body's trying to tell you something, particularly if it's in your digestive system. That's where the real rebellion takes place. Body is very good at getting rid of and ejecting those things that shouldn't be in there. It'll do it in its own way. And we all know it's a lot of discomfort when the body starts getting rid of what it doesn't like. But only in the body of Christ do we absorb what's bad. Our natural body throws it, even as little babies, you give them something that doesn't agree, they just spit it right back at you. They don't want it. It'll come out of either one. They just do that. And as you grow your body, you'll say, I feel kind of nauseous. I don't feel, why? Because the body is saying something doesn't agree. Well, you have that same spiritual intuition where something doesn't agree. What's happening is Satan is building a stronghold. The stronghold is not built. Satan provides the bricks. You provide the mortar by your speech and your thought. He cannot build a stronghold until you give him access from your speech and your thought. Then notice how Paul continues. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down, the destruction of these satanic strongholds. You want to pull them down. Now listen carefully. I have a dual challenge in my preaching. There is the spiritual challenge that comes from satanic bondage that we were all exposed to and brought with us into our Christian world. We were born again, but we still had those satanic tendencies. Hence, we need to be filled and washed every day, every day. But the second part of this burden is that I'm also fighting cultural and racial things that African Americans pull into their lifestyle, both intuitively and instructionally. Our greatest deficit is our race. If you listen to Japhethite preaching, it's not like ours. If the congregation is predominantly Japhethite, the sermon are all about lifting, promoting, growing, establishing, moving forward, because that's their cultural understanding. It has nothing to do with the gospel. Now, I know some of you are sitting there right now, well, Pastor Lambert, the gospel is for all men. Yes, it is, but check it out. Beef is for everybody. You could say beef is for everybody, but it's how you prepare it. Now, 98% of us in here won't eat rare beef. It's not our culture. We are repudiated by seeing blood drip on a plate. look at you right now. You're just, you're faced and frowned up. We don't even eat sunny side up eggs. Just a few of us, 98% of us, got to have that yolk broken and cooked. We don't want no cluck from the chicken. You see, it's just, it's like our bacon. Our bacon has to pop. We don't want translucent bacon. We don't want bacon that bends. We want it to snap. Our chicken has to have crunch. 98% of us will not go into a restaurant and ask for foie gras. We don't even know what it is. Goose liver. We don't even want that. We won't do it. Why? Why? Because we want ribs. We are the only people in the world that take a picnic food and serve it at a formal dinner, potato salad. We will sit down to Christmas dinner and put a bowl of potato salad on that table and act like we're serving the King of England, and it's really a picnic food. We put ribs at a formal dinner, and we don't put no little napkins down to wipe your hands and your mouth. God gave you shirts because it's how we are. It comes from the fact that we were isolated from our own people for over 400 years, and now we have this mindset of inclusion. And so when we teach the principles of the Word of God, not only do they have to go through sinful desires, they also have to go through our cultural barriers. Because most of us, Hamites, most of us were not able to be in a professional job where we were given authority and position in the secular world, we look for it in church. But Japhethites, they don't care about that because they're already lawyers and doctors and captains of industry. And that's why when they meet in church, they call each other Bill and Bob and Joe and Jane. But when we meet, it's bishop and apostle and doctor and reverend, and we get offended if you don't use titles. Now, I do not think that God is sitting in heaven telling angels, go take care of Bishop Lambert. I think God is saying, go get my boy. Because for some reason, the title overwhelms the name. But it's the name that denotes character. The title just talks about responsibility. So you can have responsibility with no character.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Saturday, September 16th at 5 o'clock p.m., bring your teenagers out to our Teen Live event. So be sure to join your BDIFC family for our 2017 Holy Convocation, Tuesday, September 12th through Saturday, September 16th, here at Bethel Deliverance International Church.